From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Economic growth in the U.S. picked up the pace between July and September, boosted by both consumer and government spending. As NPR's Jim Zaroli reports, the 2% annual rate of growth was an improvement over the second quarter, but still not what many economists would call robust.
Economists had expected growth of about 1.8%, so the actual number is slightly higher than predicted. It also represents an increase over the second quarter when the economy grew just 1.3%. And it suggests that the economy continues to improve modestly, though not at a rate to increase hiring significantly. Consumer spending rose to 2%, but exports fell and business investment in equipment and software was flat, which kept the growth rate down. This is the last report on growth before the November 6th election. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
Addressing supporters in Ames, Iowa today, GOP presidential hopeful Mitt Romney charged that the Obama administration had fallen short on 2008 campaign promises.
Where are the jobs? Where are the 9 million more jobs that President Obama promised his stimulus would have created by now? They're in China, Mexico, Canada, in countries that have made themselves more attractive for entrepreneurs and business and investment, even as President Obama's policies have made it less attractive for them here.
After an intensive swing through battleground states, President Obama is spending most of today at the White House. The presidential candidates have filed their last financial disclosures before the election. And as NPR's Peter Overby tells us, President Obama's campaign has made history.
Mr. Obama is the first presidential candidate to raise more than $1 billion. And like Republican Mitt Romney, the president's campaign is still raising money. Romney's total for the race now stands at $863 million. President Obama had $125 million and Romney had $179 million available for the final sprint to Election Day. And another milestone is also within view. The Wesleyan Media Project says 915,000 ads have run in the general election campaign. That includes spots by the two candidates and all the outside groups that have pummeled each of them. There may be more than 1 million ads by the election. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
National Hockey League play has been canceled through the end of November. As a result of the ongoing labor dispute between players and owners, the league scratched more than 300 scheduled games. The season was originally slated to begin the second week of October. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 15, the NASDAQ up 4 points, the S&P 500 up 0.5 points. This is NPR. A Sunni neighborhood in southern Damascus was the scene of a major car bombing. There are reports the explosion occurred near a children's playground. There are several casualties and damages to buildings. The blast occurred despite a truce called for the Muslim Eid al-Adha holiday. A court in Italy has convicted former Premier Silvio Berlusconi of tax evasion. He's been sentenced to 4 years in jail. The BBC's Alan Johnston reports the charges stem from Berlusconi's dealings in his television empire.
These television rights deals made back in the 1990s were worth hundreds of millions of dollars, and the prosecution argued that they were arranged in such a way that the defendants were able to create slush funds and attempt to avoid paying tax. Mr. Berlusconi is certain to appeal. Over the years, he's been tried a number of times in connection with his business affairs, but he's always either been cleared or the case has dragged on so long that it's expired under a statute of limitations.
The BBC's Alan Johnston. Hurricane Sandy over the Atlantic heading north after causing widespread damage in the Caribbean. Along the east coast of Florida, rain, large waves, and high winds being reported. At the same time, a wintry storm moving across the U.S. from the west, cold air streaming south from Canada, and forecasters say there's a good chance the various weather systems could converge in the middle Atlantic region, and the result could be a powerful blow early next week. Meteorologists say there could be snow in some places. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.